On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film It Started as a Joke. It Started as a Joke came out on March 10th, 2020, and is a documentary. The rating is 13+, and the runtime is 1 hour and 16 minutes. The director of the film is both Julie Smith and Ken Duckerman. As far as other directorial work, Julie Smith is not had any. Ken had directed one episode of House of Dreams, was a TV series, but hasn't directed anything else other than that. Now, both of them have produced tons of things. Ken has produced a TV series called The Weekly, as well as Frontline, and Julie has produced Stuff You Should Know and The Onion News Network. So, definitely produced some things that we're aware of. However, directing not so much. Now, the film stars Eugene Merman. He plays himself, obviously, and you'd recognize Eugene from things like Bob's Burgers, where he is the voice of Gene Belcher. You'd also recognize him as Cecil Tunt in the TV series Archer, so he does a voice for both of those characters. And obviously, he has his stand-up comedy career that you might be aware of as well. We do have an all-star guest cast of comic friends, which include Michael Ian Black, Wyatt Cenac, Joe Firestone, John Glaser, Ira Glass, Bobcat Goldthwait, John Hodgman, Aparna Nancherla, Camille Nanjiani, Kristen Schaal, Michael Showalter, and Reggie Watts. So, you know, quite a few well-known names that are coming in as friends, honestly, of Eugene. Now, the plot of the movie, per IMDb, it says it's a look back at the decade-long run of the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival in Brooklyn, the alternative comedy scene in New York, and Eugene's personal life.
That's a cameraman. He's filming you for a documentary about a comedy festival that started as a joke. 1 decade ago tomorrow.
And now, Eugene Merman!
Thank you.
He was huge, if not, I would say, the biggest influencer.
If it wasn't for you, I would have not made it in New York and I would have moved back to Chicago.
His taste has more to do with the friends that gravitated towards that night. Sorry, holding for breaks. Okay, and
this is the final ever Eugene Merman Comedy Festival.
We have such a wonderful show for you tonight. So many of my favorite people have come.
You know who doesn't say mozzarella? People from Italy.
I know it started as a joke, but it's a pretty good joke. It's got a lot of heart behind the joke.
I do think that comedy has the power to do more than just make people laugh.
What I'm working on now is a bit about cancer.
Eugene has never really talked about his personal life in his comedy, ever.
Terminal illness, more like bus terminal. Sorry that doesn't make any sense. I'm just at a complete loss and very, very sad.
Okay, a little too sad. That one's a little too sad. Put it earlier in the thing where it's like, yeah, we're having fun.
And no offense to anyone involved in the organizing of it, what a horrific evening.
Thank you.
All right, that was the trailer for It Started as a Joke. And the trailer pretty much says the same thing the plot from IMDb says. And I can agree that it's accurate. But both the trailer and the plot feel like that they have way more emphasis on the decade-long run of the festival. And I mean, in the trailer, you see all of these comedians doing bits in the film. And maybe, you know, maybe even parts of the most recent festival. So you're thinking, you know, I'm going to get some bits of comedy and I'm going to see some portions of the most recent festival. And that's what it does. That's exactly what it does, is it does you know, provide that. However, in the plot it mentions, you know, and it's going to include some of his personal life. And in the trailer, it talks about how Eugene doesn't do bits of comedy about his personal life. So let's just say that the documentary itself does take a slight turn about midway through the film. And you begin to find out more about Eugene than you never really knew before, right? And Eugene's not like one of those guys that's huge household name. You know, I would say, if anything, Bob's Burgers and Archer are his big, you know, that you may know who he is. And obviously, if you follow some stand-up comedy, you know, when I first heard Eugene Merman's comedy, it was in Pandora. You can set up a comedy channel, so if you weren't aware that you could do that, check it out. And then in his comedy, he talks about how he is on Bob's Burgers. And that's when I had made the connection. So again, not a big name, and I mention that because the film kind of talks in part to the fact that, you know, maybe he's not a bigger household name, right? But it does, so you do get to know more about him than you knew before. Furthermore, you start to care. You start to kind of admire him, and you want just the most for him. You know, and I don't want to tell you why, because I kind of want you to see this movie. Will you see comedians that you hope to see? Yeah, for sure. But you will kind of see them on a much closer level than you've seen elsewhere. So it's not going to be so much about the stand-up comedy portion of it as it is. It's going to be more the comedians themselves kind of talking about the festival and about Eugene. One thing to know is Eugene Merman is actually kind of a leader when it comes to the underground comedy circuits out there. He helped the movement actually take place. He kind of paved the way for many of the comedians that we know today that, you know, started out in, you know, small Brooklyn area. And all of these stars, you know, they all moved out to kind of LA to continue their careers. And Eugene, moved out to Cape Cod where he could stay close to his family. The film mentions that, you know, it's the end of a decade of the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival. Which, by the way, you know, I'd never heard of the festival until this film, and now I kind of wish I had. So that I, you know, maybe, you know, you make goals in life to go see things, and maybe it would have been something to have gone and seen, especially when, you know, you have such a lineup like that. But it looks like it was an amazing festival, and the way the film kind of mentions the end of the decade, it, you know, it's obviously telling you that it's nodding that, you know, at the end of these 10 years, they're going to stop. And a big part of that is several of the comedians have moved on. They have moved to LA, so it's harder to get them to kind of come back and do these things. So it's had its run, right? The documentary is interesting in a way, you know, it's interesting in the way that it's about the festival, but I would say, if anything, it's more about Eugene. And, you know, maybe really it's a gift for someone he really cares about. Either way, it's worth checking out. And by the way, the title itself comes from the actual festival, or the idea of the festival. Apparently, Eugene was making a joke about doing a festival that kind of pokes fun at other festivals, you know, or has, you know, comedy comedians come up and do poke that kind of fun. And thus was born this decade-long tradition of this Brooklyn underground comedian circuit. So, if you want to see it, it is available on Amazon Prime for only $4.99 for an HD rental. There are, of course, other options, so you can buy it or see it in standard def or whatever you would like to do. In no way is this an ad for them. I'm simply just letting you know where you can find it, especially since we're all kind of confined to our homes due to coronavirus. So, there you go. Something to check out. Rating for this film is 3.5 out of 5. Is there anything during or after the credits? There's a little something during the credits, maybe to make you smile. If anything, smiles through the tears that you may already have in your eyes, if that's the case. But this does conclude my review of It Started as a Joke. Currently what I'm watching, no other films really, just this one. TV, though, found a show called Modern Love that's available on Amazon Prime as well, but it is free for this. And they are little short stories that are kind of based off of actual short stories that were sent to the New York Times. Each episode is something new, and the cast changes with each story, so it's been kind of really neat to see that happen. And you're getting stars like Tina Fey, Julia Garner, Anne Hathaway, Catherine Keener, John Slattery, Dev Patel, and a whole lot more. So, you know, really good cast, really good stories. So check it out. All right, guys, as always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. We are also available through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. And it is because of Anchor that we're available on things like Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. We thank them for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, microwave yourself some popcorn and grab your favorite drink out of the fridge. And sit down on the couch and enjoy a great film with your family, some friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.